Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef, and for a full shleimer for David Meir ben Mindel. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Pei Aleph. We left off at the Mishnah on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, good morning, Reuven from Harrisburg, Chanacherach, David Yoshua, Avi Dr. Joe, Yitzhak Yosef, Chaim, Harav Eliezer Dov, Yisrael Moshe. And Tzvika, says the Mishnah. Now, we learned in yesterday's daf and 2 days ago's daf, a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva about a sris chama. As one of them held that a sris chama does not do chalitza if he was born incapable of having children. One says he doesn't do chalitza if he was from birth, but if it happened in the middle of his lifetime, then he does do chalitza. The other one said the opposite, that if he was born that way, he does do chalitza, but if it happened to him in the middle, it does not do chalitza. So now the Gemara is going to continue discussing the halacha of sris chama, a person who was born incapable of having children. We're also going to talk about an androgynous and a tumtum. Sris chama. So a person who can't get birth is born that way. Kohen. Now a sris chama kohen, this mishnah is learning. He's mutter lavo b'kol. Such a person is allowed to join the Jewish people. There's no iser of him to marry. We learned this earlier about six blot ago. Only a sris adam is also lava b'kol. He's called a kris shavcha. A kris shavcha is only a sris adam, but a sris chama, if he was born that way, he's allowed to join the Jewish people. He's not even a bal mum. He's even kosher to do avod in the Beis HaMikdash, kavachomer that he gets to eat kachim and truma. The only issue is that he can't have kids. But a sris adam, that's a krus shavcha. He's not allowed to marry into the Jewish people. So this person is allowed to marry Jewish people. So a sris chama kohen, shenasa bas yisrael machila b'truma. If he marries a Jewish girl, so she eats truma like any bas yisrael married to a kohen. She eats truma. Pasuk says, "Kohen ki yik nevesh kinyan kaspo hu yochabo v'yilid beso heim yochu." We'll see that in the Gemara in a second. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, androgynous. That's someone who has both the male and female organs. Androgynous kohen shenasa bas yisrael machila b'truma. She does eat truma. Now this is a very important opinion. There's many different opinions throughout Shas what the status of an androgynous is. This Mishnah is holding androgynous has the status of being a male. He's a male. So therefore, he can get married. And if he marries a Jew, if he's a Kohen, right? If a Kohen marries a Bas Kohen, they have a kid who's an androgynous, he's a Kohen. So the androgynous is a Kohen and he's a Zachar. So if this kid marries a Jewish girl, Machila b'truma, she would eat truma. Presumably because they consider androgynous to be like a zachar, so his marriage is a legit marriage, and therefore he feeds, even if his wife's not a bas kohen, she's going to eat truma because the marriage is a legit marriage. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, tumtum. A tumtum is someone whose organs are covered over. We don't know if he's a zachar or a nekeva. But then shenikra, so the membrane that was covering over the organs got ripped. The nimtza zachar lo yachlots. Even though now it turns out that he's a zachar, he does not do chalitza to his brother's wife. Mipnei shehu kisris, because he's considered like a sris, and therefore we learned earlier that a sris does not do chalitza, and therefore this person does not do chalitza. Androgynous no se avalo nisa. An androgynous is considered like a male, therefore he can marry a Jewish girl, but a man cannot marry him because he's considered to be like a man. And not only that, if a man has relations with him, either in any way, shape, or form, Tanakhama holds, the man would be chayv skila because it's like a man having relations with another man. And the Torah says if a man has relations with another man, he's chayv skila. Rabbi Elezer disagrees. Rabbi Elezer Omer, androgynous chayav and aleh skila kizachar. If you have homosexual relations with him, then you chayv skila. However, if you have relations with him through the female part of him, you would not be chayv skila, Rabbi Elezer holds. Tanakama holds you'd be...
Singular. I mean, why are they not both liable for
skila? No, they would both be. They would both be. Yes. Yeah, no, I think they would both be. Yeah. Yeah, he would be chayv skila too. Yeah.
Right.
Both ways. Rabbi Lez Omer, androgynous skila only kizachar. Only if you have relations, homosexual relations, but if you would have relations through the female organ, he holds that there would not be a chayv skila. In that case, we'll see why in the Gemara. But Tanakhama holds either way, male or female, either way, he's a male. So it doesn't matter how you have the relations with him, her. So either way, Bichayv Skil. Says the Gemara. Pshita! Obviously a Srischama feeds his wife Chuma. A Srischama is a perfectly good Jew. Says the Gemara, you might have thought that one of the criteria for feeding your wife Truma has to be you have to be capable of having children. And this Sris is not capable of having kids. Why would you have thought that? Because the Torah says, V'yilid beso heim yochlu balachma. The Torah says, Yilid beso. So you might have thought only someone capable of having kids feeds his wife Truma. Kamash Malan, no. Even if his wife is not capable of having kids, still he feeds his wife Shuma. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, an androgynous Kohen who marries a Basil feeds her Shuma. Amar Shlokish. Ma'achila b'Shuma, but ain ma'achila b'chaz of a shok. Rishlokish holds he's not a complete Zachar. He is considered to be a Zachar l'gabei Shuma, and he's not considered to be a Zachar by chaz of a shok. Why in the world is what's the difference? The Gemara is going to say in a few lines, "Chuma b'zman hazeh midrabanan," that an androgynous is only considered to be a zacha legabe dinim derabanan. But as far as dinim doiraisa, androgynous is not dino kezachar. We'll have to see why. So Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, the androgynous is a zachar for all halachas. Both halachas midrabanan and halachas midoraisa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar af machila b'chaz of a shok. Right? If the kohen, the halacha is that when a person brings a korban shlamim, so you have to give the chazah and the shok to a kohen. The kohen gets the chazah of a shok of every korban shlamim, and the kohen's allowed to feed that chazah of a shok to his wife, who's not a kohen, or to his kids. But since the androgynous is not considered to be a zachar midoraisa, it's only a chashash zachar. But for dinim doraisa, he's not a zachar, so he's not allowed to feed his wife chaz of a shok. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, af machila b'chaz of a shok. He's a zachar gomer for all halachas d'rabbanan doraisa. He's a zachar for everything. So therefore, he's allowed to feed his wife even chaz of a shok. Ask the Gemara, L'Rish Lakish, Maishna chaz of a shok? Doi raisa, Chuma nami doi raisa. Chaz of a shok is in the raisa, Chuma's other raisa. And fig the Gemara, hacha mayaskinon, b'chuma b'zman hazeh midirabonon. No, Chuma b'zman hazeh is only dirabonon, and therefore we don't consider him to be a vadai zachar legabe dinim doiraisa, so chaz of a shok he doesn't get. But as far as truma, bizman hazeh, which is only the derabanan, so we can consider him for a zachar as far as dinim is derabanan concerned. But truma, bizman beis hamikdash, when it was doiraisa, and chaz of a shok, for that, he's still a suffik isha. Says the Gemara, aval bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam mai. Lo, you tell me he couldn't eat truma b'zman beis hamikdash. Adatani ain't machila b'chaz of a shok. Lift no gulis name b'dida. So why did he have to say chaz of a shok? No, truma yes. It should have said Truma b'zman beis hamikdash, no. Truma b'zman einu, yes. Why'd you run to chaz of a shok? Lift nevelis b'dida. Pabed v'amam morim b'truma d'rabban, abba b'truma d'raisa lo. Answer the Gemara, no, that's in fact what it meant. Hachinami k'amai, that's what Rish Lakish means to say. Kishu machila machila b'truma b'zman hazeh b'drabbanan. Ve'in machila b'zman hazeh, I'm sorry. Ve'in machila b'zman chaz of a shok. You can't eat truma even at the time that we were giving chaz of a shok, namely, Bisman Bisamidish. Rafilu b'truma d'rabbanan. Ah. You can't even give her truma d'rabbanan bisman b'samigdash. Why not? Dilma asi lo'ochla b'truma d'oraisa. What's an example of truma d'rabbanan? So, Rashi here says, what's an example of truma d'rabbanan bisman b'samigdash? Truma on peros. Because Rashi understands that only truma d'oraisa is Dagon tirosh v'yitzar. Grain, grapes, or olives. All other fruit, apples, trumas derabbanan, Rashi holds. Who disagrees with Rashi? The Rambam. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam in Trumas, Perek Beis, Alach Alf, writes that not only is dagon tirosh v'yitzar deraisa, all fruit trumas deraisa, except for certain fruit. So he has to explain truma d'rabbanan is like truma of vegetables. That's d'rabbanan. Yirakos, the Rambam agrees, is d'rabbanan. Or truma in Surya. Okay. But anyway, v'afilu b'truma d'rabbanan, the Gemara says, even b'zman beis hamikdash, you couldn't feed an androgynous truma d'rabbanan, dilma asi la'ochla b'truma d'oraisa. We're afraid maybe you'll come to eat truma d'oraisa. Rabbi Yerichan amar af machil b'chaz v'shok. Rabbi Yochan says, no, you even allowed to feed him truma d'oraisa, even chaz v'shok, because he is a vadai zachar. According to Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochan understands Rabbi Yossi and Shimon's shita to be that even in vadai truma d'oraisa, he eats because he's a vadai zachar. Oh, now, we're going to learn a little bit about the laws of bittul berov. Isser shenis arev beheter, yavesh be yavesh. If food that's asr gets mixed up with food that's mutter, dry and dry stuff, mid or raisa, everything's batal barov. The chachamim were gozer and said, a davar chashuv is not batal barov. Give you an example, even halacha lomaisa, right? Two salamis get mixed up with a third salami. Two kosher salamis, one non-kosher salami. They get mixed up. Mido raisa, you are allowed to eat this salami. It's batal barov. You're allowed to, certainly you're allowed to eat one of the salamis. Many Rishonim hold you even allowed to eat two of the salamis, and many Rishonim hold you even allowed to eat all three of the salamis. You don't know which is which. You don't know which is which. You can eat all three salamis. Rabbi Eliezer was looking at me saying, what are you crazy? One of them is treif. This is a halach called bittul barov. According to some Rishonim, the mixture is now totally kosher. You can even eat all three salamis. You heard it here. Kamenetsky's not a reform rabbi. That's called, because when it's yavesh b'yavesh, chad b'trei is batel, midoraisa. Chacham made a takana, certain things that the davar chashuv is not batel, davar chashuv. So we're going to learn now, famous halacha about davar chashuv. Do we say kol shadako limanos or es shadako limanos? The halacha is something that's sold by the number and not sold by other things is considered to be a davar chashuv and it's not batel berov. So, says the Gemara, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, mi savris truma b'zman hazeh d'rabbanon. Really, you hold that truma b'zman hazeh d'rabbanon? Amalei in. Yes, I hold Truma b'zman hazeh is midrabbanan, and I'll prove it. Sha'ani shoneh, because I learned in a braisa, eagle be'igulim ole. If you have a round of pressed figs, of truma tamea, that get mixed up in 100 rounds of pressed figs of truma tahora. They are batel berov, and you can eat all of them. And if you have a round of pressed figs of truma that falls into 100 rounds of pressed figs of chulin, the whole tarovis is mutter. A Yisrael could eat them. Even a non-Kohen can eat them. So must be because truma bizman hazem is midrabbana. Why? Because if truma was midoraisa, it would not be batel. Because rounds of pressed figs are things that are normally sold by the number. Sometimes we sell them by the number, not by the pound or not by estimation. Sometimes they're sold by number. And something that is sometimes sold by number is never batel. It's considered to be a davar chashuv, and therefore it's not batel. And don't tell me it's because truma bizman hazeh. The reason it's batel is because the truma of figs is derabbanan even bizman beis hamikdash. Because it's only dagon tirosh v'yitzar. And therefore maybe you'll tell me it's truma derabbanan. Don't tell me that. Why? Because if by truma deraisa wouldn't be batel, the chachamah would have been gozer even on eagle truma derabbanan. Gezerah that people might make a mistake between truma and truma, and they'll rely on the bittul with something that's normally counted even by truma d'oraisa. For the fact that we're saying that by the case of the pressed figs, they relied on bittul, it's clear that this truma is talking bizman hazeh, that there's no truma at all, and we don't have to worry about people exchanging truma d'rabbanan for truma d'oraisa. So said Reish Lakish. Amar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan said back to Reish Lakish, no, you can't prove from this brisa that said that these pressed figs are batel, the truma bizman hazeh d'rabbanan. No, the reason why it's batel is for a different reason. Maybe really truma bizman hazeh d'oraisa. But the says Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, V'halo ani shone. I have a different brisa. Chaticha v'chatichos ole. Even if you have pieces of meat of carbon chatas that are tame, that mix into 100 pieces of meat of carbon chatas that's tahar, it's batel and you can eat all of it. Even though there, certainly it's also midoraisa. And it's normally sold by the number. So you see, bittul works even for dinam doraisa. Why? Mi savris kol shadakali manos shaninu. Do you think that we hold that something that's occasionally sold by the number is not batel? You're wrong, Reish Lakish. No. Es shadakuli manos shaninu. The only things that are not batel are things that are only sold by the number. But something that's occasionally sold by the number is not batel. I'm sorry, is batel. The only thing that's never batel because it's chashev is something that's always exclusively sold by the number. Like a dozen eggs. A dozen eggs is always sold by the number. But something that's eschedakolimnos, that's not batel. But something that's occasionally sold by the number is batel. It's not so chashev, and therefore it is batel. So a round of pressed figs or a piece of meat, these things are occasionally sold by the number, and therefore they are batel. And therefore, you can't prove what you tried to prove from the rounds of pressed figs that truma bizman hazeh d'rabbanan. No, even if that would be doraisa, it's still batel because it's not exclusively sold by number, it's just occasionally sold by number. And therefore, even if it's truma midoraisa, it would be batel. Asks the Gemara, Mayhi, where was the original machlokes of es shadako limnos or kol shadako limnos? Where's the original machlokes about things that are always sold by number or just occasionally sold by number? Mayi, where was that machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, about kol shadarka limnos, something that's occasionally sold by number, is it batel barov or not? Disnan. We learned in a Mishnah, Misha hayolo chavile tilson, shel kilaya kerem, someone who had bundles of fenugreek, type of legume. Someone who had bundles of fenugreek, which were kilaya kerem, they were growing together with, in a vineyard, so it's aser bahana. Yidoleku, you have to burn them, because it's aser bahana. The pasuk says, in Parashas Kisete, lo sizra kamacha kilayim pentikdash hamalea, and the chacham dash in kedushim daf nunvav pentikdash tukad eish, you gotta burn it. It's aser bahana. Nisarvu ba'acheros, however, if these bundles of fenugreek got mixed up in other bundles, which were not kilaya kerem, it's not batel. They all have to be burnt. They're not batel because bundles of fenugreek are considered to be a davar chashuv. Divi Rabbi Meir, the chachamim omrim, no, yalu be'echon masayim. They're batel 1 in 200. If there's 200 against the kilayah kerem, so then they are batel. Says the Gemara, what? Why is that? Why did Rav Meir say it's usser? Even 1 in 200 should be usser. 1 in 2 should be bit batel barov. Says the Gemara, Shahi Rav Meir Omer Kol Shadaka Limnos Mekadesh. Rav Meir held, anything that's occasionally sold by number, even if it's occasionally sold by number, and bundles of fenugreek are occasionally sold by number, and therefore they're not never batel. It's never batel, even 1 in 1,000,000. The chachamim disagree. The chacham omrim, eino mekadesh ela shisha dvarim belvad. There are only 6 things that are so chashuv. Chachamim hold, even something that's exclusively sold by number is batel. Even something that's exclusively sold by number is batel, except for 6 things. There are only 6 things that are never batel. They're so chashuv, they're never batel. Chacham omrim, eino mekadesh ela shisha dvarim belvad. The chacham hold, even something that's exclusively sold by number, it's also batel, except for 6 things. It disqualifies the entire mixture because these 6 things are super chashuv and they're never batel. And even if you had 200 against it, it's not going to be batel. What are the 6 things? We'll see in a minute. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Shiva. He adds a 7th thing to this list. The Eluhain, and these are the 6 things that are never batel, according to Chachamim. Egoze Perech, walnuts from the town of Perech. The town of Perech manufactured the greatest and most amazing and delicious and huge walnuts. They were considered to be the most chashuv of walnuts in the world. They're so chashuv they never bought them. Rimone Badon, pomegranates from a place called Badon. They were chashuv, huge pomegranates. V'chavios stumos shel yayin v'shel shemen, sealed barrels of wine. But open barrels of wine are batel barov. V'chilfei terudin, leaves of beets. V'kolchei kruv, and stalks of a certain type of cabbage. Udelas yivanis, Greek pumpkins. Huge Greek pumpkins. Rabbi Kiva Moses, Afki Karas Shobalabayas. even loaves of bread, home-baked loaves of bread. The Baal HaBayis would bake large loaves of bread. It's not batel berov, even 1 in 200. So Rabbi Kiva added the seventh thing. Says the Mishnah, what is this halach of bittel shayach to haruuyim la'arla? Those things of this list of seven, namely the walnuts and the pomegranates and the wine and oil, so they all grow on trees, and therefore the laws of arla apply to them. Haruyim la'arla, arla. But the ones that are considered to be grains or legumes, l'kilei akerem, those are subject to the laws of kilei akerem. L'kilei akerem, kilei akerem. So those on the list that have to do with kilei akerem. So if they fell into a mixture, if one of them was arla that fell into a mixture of non-arla, it's not batel. And the one of them that's royal l'kilei akerem, it grew with wine and it's kilei akerem. Or if it was the wine that grew with the wheat, whatever it was, so then it's kilei akerem. Rabbi Yochanan, now we're going to see a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish within the opinion of Rabbi Meir. What did Rabbi Meir hold over here? Rabbi Meir was talking about fenugreek, right? Rabbi Meir was holding about chavilei tilson, fenugreek. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan Savar. Es shadaku limonos shaninu. Rabbi Meir held anything that's exclusively sold by number is not batel. And fenugreek is something that's exclusively sold by number, and that's why fenugreek is never batel. Reish Lakish savar kol shadaku limonos shaninu. And Reish Lakish held no. Rabbi Meir held anything that's occasionally sold by number is not batel. So since Reish Lakish held, right? Rabbi Yochanan Savar es shadaku limonos shaninu. I'm sorry, I said it the wrong way. Rabbi Yochanan held es shadaku limonos, only things that are exclusively sold by number are not batel, but something that is occasionally sold by number is batel. And Rabbi Reish Lakish held, no. Kol shadaku limonos shaninu. Reish Lakish held, even things that are sometimes sold by number also are not batel. So since Reish Lakish held this way, so now we go back to what we said before about the rounds of pressed figs. Rounds of pressed figs really should not have been batel because they're occasionally sold by number, and yet Reish Lakish said earlier they were batel, must be because the El Chulim Bisman Hazeh is midrabanan. That's why the pressed figs were batel, because Truma Bisman Hazeh is midrabanan. My chaticha, says the Gemara, where's the brisa of the pieces of meat? The Rabbi Yochanan learned his halacha of kol shadaka limonos is batel. Where did Rabbi Yochanan learn his shita? That only things that are exclusively sold by number are not batel, but things that are occasionally sold by number are batel against Reish Lakish. Mai chaticha. Desayin lintan abaisa. Chaticha shel chatos timea. Shenis arba b'mea chatichos shel chatos tahoros. One piece of meat of chatas that's tamei that got mixed up with 100 pieces of meat of chatas that's tar. V'chein, prusa shel lechem aponim. A piece of lechem aponim. Timea, what was tamish in this avar, b'mea prusa shel lechem aponim tahoros. Tala. The whole tarovis is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo sale. It's all aser, because it's all safik tumah. Why? Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino is not batam. Min b'mino is not batam. Aval. Chaticha shel chatas tahora, shenis arba b'meir chatichos shel chulin tahoros, but one piece of chatas that's tar that got mixed up with 100 pieces of chatas that was tamei. Here the mixture isn't between tumah and tara, but it's between kadshim and chulin. V'chein prusa shel lechem aparim tahora shenisav v'bemer prusa shel chulin non lechem aparim tahoros divrei hakol lo saleh. Everyone agrees it's not batel. And the we don't say that the whole tarovis is chulin. No. And the whole tarovis is mutter to eat for Yisrael outside the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, no. The entire mixture is considered to be like the piece of meat or like the piece of bread. Lechem aponim. And only Kohanim can eat the entire mixture in the Beis HaMikdash. But Kohanim Tahorim. Why does Tanakama agree here that it's not batel? Because, says the Gemara, what's the proof? Ketani Mias Reisha. It says in the beginning, by the case of the Chaticha or Prusa Temea that was mixed up with the Torah ones, Tale. So Tanakama holds that one piece of meat that's tameh that get mixed up in many of the tar ones, it's batel barov. It's batel barov. So even though a piece of meat is a little chashev, and sometimes it gets sold by number, that's the key point, nevertheless, it's batel. So you see, something that's occasionally sold by number is batel. Only something that's exclusively sold by number is never batel. But something that's sometimes sold, it's considered to be batel. So this price is a proof to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, and this price is a question against Rish Lakish. How could Rish Lakish say that even things that are sometimes sold by number are not batel? Here you see a piece of meat and a piece of bread, which are sometimes sold by number, and they're not batel. I'm sorry, and they are batel. So how could Reish Lakish say something that's sometimes sold is not batel? Here you see a proof to Rabbi Yochanan that something that's sometimes sold is batel, and only things that are exclusively not so exclusively sold by number are not batel. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chiya Barei de Rav Huna, Reish Lakish will establish this brisa bini mocha. This price is talking about a piece of meat or a piece of bread that got smashed, got crushed. And since it got smashed and crushed, it's not chashev, says the Gemara. Come on. If that's true, what's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda who said that it's not batel? If it got smashed or crushed, so everyone should agree it's no longer a davar chashev and it's not batel, answers the Gemara. Rabbi Huda Latameh. Rabbi Huda is going according to his reasoning. The Amar Min Bimino Lo Batel. Rabbi Huda holds the reason why it's not batel is for a different reason. According to Rabbi Huda, the reason why it's not batel, it's got nothing to do with it getting crushed. And it's got nothing to do with chashivas. If it was about chashivas, so something that's chashiv, if it gets crushed, it's no longer chashiv. So it should be batel, but Rabbi Huda held the reason why it's not batel is for a different reason. This is Rabbi Huda's famous shita in all of Shas, that min bimino is eino batel. Since it's bread with bread, or meat with meat, right? Rabbi Huda learns his shita from Maseches Menachos, daf chaf beis amud beis. If blood of a par in the Beis HaMikdash gets mixed up with the blood of a sire, we learn this in Yuma. We learned this in Yuma. If blood of a par gets mixed up with blood of a bull, gets mixed up with blood of a goat, min bimino is not batel. So since the piece of meat is from the same type of meat of the other meat of the whole mixture, therefore it's not batel. Therefore it's not batel. Yes, the Tosas over here discusses, is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita Min Bimino only by a Davar Lach? Or even by a Davar Yavesh? Tosas begins by saying, we'll have to pick this up. Tosas begins by saying, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita Min Bimino, Dafka b'davar lach u'misarev, only something moist, a liquid, which mixes isla the Rebbe Huda de lo batel. Dumi de dama par v'dama sar, by the bloods, mamish is a mixture. The alfin Rebbe Huda b'komitz rabba, aval b'davar yavish, lo. Rebbe Huda gufei isla b'perek notel, de malan is amaduma b'101. V'afil min memino, k'demashma, gabi lichik tzios. Unevela b'komitz rabba, dikla de lo batel, hainu b'nim o. Ikalaman de lo batel hainu bini mucha usvaru the davar hamisarev, something that gets mixed up in a liquid mixture, mispashe tama iser, the taste b'chala heter v'lo batel abadava yavesh ha iser munach b'mekopa elashe nikar hechanu. So I think Tosis is going to learn that you have to say the case in our Gemara means that the mamis got. It all got melted together. It got melted. Nimocha means it got melted. So it turned into a liquid. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda would hold min b'mino is not batel. But if it was dry, so then we would not say, if it's dry, it would be batel. Okay, Bolineta, we'll have to come back to this on Motzai Shabbos. We'll have to see what Tosa says here. Okay, we'll stop here. Now, Motzai Shabbos, I'm going to, I'm away for Shabbos. I can't learn right after Shabbos, but later, probably around 11 o'clock, I'm guessing.
We have the basketball game
now. Oh, you have the basketball game. So, what?
It's at 9:20.
So, what time will it be over by?
Around 11.
11, 11:30. All right, we'll see what time I get home. We'll see what time the basketball game. I'll put it into the chat. We'll see what time. Everyone should have a great Shabbos.